Okay, so this is the Hemsby House Group church service. We're actually recording this live in our house group for you to listen in. So before we get started, I'll introduce you to everybody in our house group. I'm Jack, if you can't remember what my voice sounds like. And next to me we've got...
I'm Hannah. I'm actually here in the room with Jack.
Yeah.
And on the screen we have...
Hannah.
Hi.
Other Hannah.
And Gemma, coming live from Hemsby.
And finally...
And me, Jonathan, from Ormsby.
Yay. So this is very unscripted and ad-lib, so we might mumble our way through a few bits, but we wanted it to try and be as natural as possible and for you to experience what it is like inside our house group a bit, really. So we've been meeting as a house group since the beginning of lockdown in March, on Skype predominantly, every week. We have had a few garden meetups when we've been allowed, but on the whole it's been video calls every Thursday evening. And today we thought we'd just try and discuss what we've been up to in the last 9 months in house group, and how it's helped us during the pandemic to carry on that group meeting and the discussions that we've had. So we've got a few questions which we will work through, and hopefully some of you out there listening might find some of our input useful, or not. But you, if not, you'll just enjoy listening to our voices, hopefully. So we've been meeting, like I said, online since March. And the first question I've got down is basically, what have we enjoyed about the experience of meeting online? And what have we missed about meeting up in person, I guess? If anyone wants to chip in.
I think it's been really important for us to be meeting online together, because we haven't actually met as a church for, like when you just said, 9 months. You sort of forget it's actually that long. So this has been our church. This has been our church input. And I think seeing you every week, and we've been praying together and talking together and sharing our highs and lows over the pandemic has been really important, and being able to pray for each other. Because I have been listening to sermons and things, but you can't get discussion with anyone else in another way. So I think it has been really valid for us to still be keeping in touch as a group over the last 9 months.
Yeah, definitely. I think sometimes it's easy to, without having somewhere physically to go, to sometimes to think, oh, I just won't this week. But I think actually, and especially when it's been, you know, you think back to March and April when we were working from home and having the children at home, to think, oh, Thursday night is house group. But I never felt like that. I felt, even though it was the end of the week and it was, you know, trying to, you know, getting a bit more tired, it was just such a blessing to just have a laugh and to study and cry and pray together. Like, it was really was the highlight of my week. It was before, but you know. But you know what I mean? Like, to actually, you know, just to go from seeing each other once a week at church to nothing, yeah, is just crazy.
So I did to really have look forward to it, like you say,
yeah, it was definitely something to kind of focus on. And even though we didn't, you know, always study every week, you know, it was nice to have, you know, a few games and lockdown, yeah, quizzes. And
we quickly decided at the beginning that meeting once a fortnight like we used to do wasn't enough. We felt like we needed a more regular session because there wasn't much else in our diaries at that time.
Absolutely.
So fairly quickly we decided we'd meet every week, but we kind of adopted a new pattern where every other week we'd do a study and then every other week we would do a social time. So we've explored lots of different games that we can play online together and quizzes and things like that. Yeah. So we've kind of had that alternating pattern. we've shared like a virtual beer and peanuts with each other whilst playing games, which has been really nice. And kind of seeing how bad we are at drawing pictures on Pictionary. But yeah, so it's been fun kind of having that mixture of social time, but also maintaining our discipline of doing studies and praying together has been really good.
I think also it has kept us in touch with other people in a way that we all speak to or see different people. So each week, so, oh, I saw this person this week, or I've spoken to this person. And that's been a way of keeping up with what other people in church are doing and knowing how to pray for them as well. And we have been praying for the rest of you as well during this time. And you've definitely been in our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So outside of house group, how have we as a group continued to consume church? So be that, I don't know, for me personally, it's listening to music, I think, because that's the one big thing we miss in the house group. So I listen to a lot of worship music, and that's where I hear a lot, most of my stuff from God, I guess, as we've discussed in our group. And I know we've been watching church services from other churches in our house group. Has anybody got anything else to contribute to that?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, at the start of lockdown, I was probably quite a bit more disciplined because I had so much time on my hands. You know, did sort of quite a few Bible app studies just by myself, and it was time, I think, as a family we kind of recognized early on that we needed to give each other time to ourselves. And you know, I used that time to, probably a bit like Jack, I listened to a lot of worship music this year, just walking on the beach, walking around the village, just having that time to do that. Whereas, you know, pre-lockdown it was kind of like rush, work, go to church, you know, all that stuff. It kind of stripped it back for me, that I actually found time to read my Bible and do a study as well as on top of what we did at house group. But yeah, probably like Jack, my music sort of intake was quite a lot.
I think one thing I've enjoyed, kind of flipping back to the other question a bit, is that the no time commitment thing is kind of church on demand, to coin a phrase, but so yeah, you're not having to kind of be there on time every week sort of thing. You can just consume it as and when you want, which when we're in lockdown, I mean, we had all the time in the world to do that, I guess, but maybe now that we've got bit less time on our hands, it's still quite convenient, but it kind of frees up your other diary time, I guess, which has been an experience and yeah, that I didn't think would necessarily be there.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we were laughing the other day saying like how we've had a roast dinner at lunchtime every Sunday because we've not had to rush around, you know, to get back from church. And you know, really enjoyed that sort of quality sort of family time on a Sunday afternoon, having a massive roast dinner, and then been able to watch the church service either in the evening or even in the week, like not have to be sort of that committed. But I do miss the routine of church though.
Yeah, I think there's good things and bad things.
I have missed, so it's been nice not having that rush on a Sunday morning to get everyone ready and get to church to set up, but at the same time, I've kind of missed the discipline of having that regular thing in the calendar.
Yeah.
So, we kind of started watching the Park Baptist Church services, which go onto YouTube at 10:45 every Sunday morning. So we kind of like, I would try and encourage everyone to just be in the lounge together with a cup of coffee at that time and try and watch it, even if the kids were just playing Lego on the floor in front of us. We were in our pajamas, it didn't matter, but it's still trying to kind of have that routine where church still features somewhere in the week for the children because they're not involved in the house group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... I've tried to keep Sunday as a time where I listen to something online and listen to worship music. But I have loved that I can get up when I like and I can sit with a coffee, or I'm cooking while I'm listening to a sermon, or I'm doing something in the garden. And I've really enjoyed that, as you say, not having to rush to church and then put the chairs away afterwards and clear up after refreshments. And yeah, the flexibility of it I have enjoyed. And yeah, just sitting with a coffee and listening to a Bethel sermon, I just love it. That it works for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I miss other people from the church we don't get to see, obviously. You sort of wonder how they're getting on sometimes. I do think, through the things that have been said, I've listened to Elizabeth, obviously, on the sermons, and I thought Ivan's was quite a good sermon when he talks about churches being, being actually that we are the church, is a place of actually going to church. I think my experience, I think, over the time I've been there, is that although we do, obviously it's a good thing to meet, I think we put too much emphasis on just doing all the time. I think Elizabeth might have mentioned it and some of these things, and I think it the reason sometimes that you go along gets lost occasionally. All those sort of things, and the enjoyment of actually meeting again. I think it became, for a long time, I can't speak for everyone, but that I just saw over time people just get lower and lower. They got more busier and busier. And like I say, the reason that we meet, actually were meeting to have, you know, that time should have been more special than what it actually was, and it became a bit more of a chore or things like that, you know.
Yeah.
So they were my thoughts. I think, I think that's why people are now starting to have a look at, you know, what church actually is. I mean, obviously that's one of the questions they're asking, isn't it? So if there's things that can change for the future, things that can just tweak, and just general things, really.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's been although it's good to meet, I don't think it's always been working very well, and I don't always think it's been healthy either, to people, individuals, and as a body together, personally. So yeah, all right, we've had a few, you know, a lot of disruption and stuff over the years, and I think before lockdown, how I saw it anyway, I saw that the church attendance going very small, and more sort of troubling to me, I think, was the fact that didn't seem to be a lot of enthusiasm there. I think we'd lost a little bit of that's how I saw it. I don't know if anyone else thought the same thing, but you know, yeah. We set up from Sunday to Sunday, I just thought it sort of lost away a bit, to be honest.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's kind of becomes more just routine, doesn't it? And sometimes you just do things because that's what you've always done.
Yeah, and you're going through the motions and you feel like you need to keep something going for the sake of the kind of bigger picture, I suppose. And so this has been a really good time for us to take stock of where we'd got to and what was good and what was not so good.
Yeah.
And hopefully to learn some of those lessons for when things can get back to normal again, whatever that might look like and whenever that might be. Yeah, have a really hard think about what we want church to be like in the future.
Yeah, I mean, this time sort of without being able to do church is quite an exciting opportunity, really, for the church. It's like a forced pause, isn't it, and a forced reset. And some churches will just want to race back to exactly how they were before, and other churches will be thinking along the lines of, actually, we don't have to go back to exactly what it was before. And it is a really good opportunity to make some changes and do some rethinks.
Yeah.
So we've, in our house group since March, we've done two studies, one of which was when we started before lockdown, and we kind of then finished during lockdown, which was a Jeff Lucas study. And then more recently, we've been watching some sermons from the National Community Church in America about Daniel. And I didn't know if anybody had any reflection on it, either of those, if you can remember all the way back to March, and how that's helped us during the pandemic, maybe, or just generally in our lives, if there's anything we can reflect on from that we might find useful. I think for me, and this is mostly just because what we studied last week, but it was about the contending in prayer piece and kind of just continual praying through things. I've felt quite challenged by that.
That's the bit of Daniel where he has to pray for 21 days before there's a breakthrough and the angel comes to him. Yeah.
If you say so, yes. Yeah. But the bit that stuck with me was the praying, contending bit. But yeah.
Yeah, because I remember Hannah said about how sometimes we start praying for something and we don't get an answer, so we give up. And it was just an encouragement to us to kind of keep going when you think God's not listening and you think the situation's changing, to keep persevering, because there might be something happening in the spiritual realm which we can't see from where we are.
Yeah.
So we just have to be faithful and pray.
Definitely.
Yeah, that was the one where also he talked about the woman that had two coloured pens when she prayed. And when she wrote down all of her worries and thoughts and what she wanted to ask God in one colour, and then she would actually listen to God and in the other colour write down what God was saying to her about that situation. And it was that encouragement to not just talk at God, but actually spend time listening to his response as well. And I thought that was really useful.
Yeah, and I think it just showed like how, I think, when you think of Daniel, you obviously go straight to the lion's den, but the book is so much more than that, and it's so much more prayerful than I kind of ever sort of gave it credit for, really. I think he was very strong and had lots of wisdom in his older year, it sort of covers quite a long time, doesn't it, the book of Daniel, but he wasn't self-sufficient. It all came from God. And I just loved that theme sort of as it went on. And it was like, prayers of praise and, cries of help. And that is kind of, how we should be talking to God, really.
Yeah. And there was a parallel, I think, with Daniel's situation being in exile to us kind of being in lockdown. It feels like you're taken out of all your familiar structures. He couldn't go to the temple to worship. He couldn't do the sacrifices like he'd always done. And we were in a similar situation. We'd taken away from the places we used to go to kind of do our spiritual life. And we were having to kind of figure out how we did it in a different way, in a different place, without the normal support structures that were around us. So I found, and it was literally just he was faithful with his spiritual disciplines and kind of having to keep going by himself, relying on God, but without kind of having a community of people around him in the same way that he had before.
Mm.
Cool. Well, I think that most probably brings us to an end of our fly on the wall with Hemsby House Group service. So we're going to close in prayer, but we're not going to close in prayer. The kids are going to close in prayer, so they're not here now, but we're going to cut to them.
Sometimes they are.
Yeah, You're quite fortunate then that they're not. Yeah, sometimes they bundle in. But so we're going to cut to them, and they will close us in prayer. So until next time, see you later.
Bye. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Advent God, we journey with you to Bethlehem stable and a newborn king. Ears attuned to the song of angels, eyes alert for Bethlehem star. Keep our hearts aflame with the hope of Christmas and the promise of a saviour.
God of hope, who brought love into this world, be the love that dwells between us.
God of hope, who brought peace into this world, be the peace that dwells between us.
God of hope, who brought joy into this world, be the joy that dwells between us.
God of hope, the rock we stand upon, be the centre, the focus of our lives, always and particularly this Advent time.
Amen.